plate a potential nugget.
I wanted to pick up on one of the things you said, right? You spoke about transience aversion. In the book, you also talk about eulogy delay as two things that come in the way of us leveraging the power of this. Could you talk to us a little bit about the eulogy delay piece?
Absolutely. The eulogy delay. So what a eulogy is that thing that we seem to do. Lots of cultures do it, actually, where you wait till somebody dies and then you say what you appreciate about them. And usually that's a very somber moment. There's a lot of tears and they can't hear you, ironically. And that's ironic. That's interesting that we, not every culture, but most cultures kind of wait until the people can't hear you to say that. And that delay reveals something interesting about our society, you know, that we don't feel comfortable. Or another way to say it is we have made it uncomfortable to share that. And what my research is showing is that people are very reluctant for that reason to do the highlight reel. You know, I do it in all my classes and I've done it. I guess we've done that for 14,000 people now. You know, it's something that I know quite a lot about. And I can tell you that most people on the front end just have that aversion. They have that sort of like, oh, that's weird. And guess what? It is. It's strange. We don't do it. But that doesn't make it wrong. And so, you know, I think that you have to want it bad. You're not going to randomly do a highlight reel because it involves stepping outside your comfort zone and asking people for their memories of you. So, I mean, I hope that the listeners would give it a go, but just to reinforce it, if you don't want to read the book, there is a lot of science suggesting, and I mean like University of Chicago, published in one of our best journals, Psychological Science, showing that not only do the letter writers enjoy writing that, meaning their heart gets bigger and they feel a lot of warmth and love while they're writing those memories, but there's research that shows that it improves your own life and it improves the relationship. And so, you know, after all this research, and I mean, I've done, I guess, 6 studies on this now, but there's probably 20 studies out there now. There's no downside other than that weird awkwardness. And, you know, Deepak, I liken it to an optical illusion, where when you look at an optical illusion, you often see that like straight lines look wavy. And then you hold up a ruler to them and they're straight. They're parallel. They're complete. But your mind fools you into thinking they're not straight. And that's what happens with this stuff. Is like, because we have these sort of cultural oddities, you know, these cultural decisions we've made, it feels like it's going to be really weird to ask. And that's just too much. But then after 14,000 people have done it, like 97% of them, and I mean literally almost every person says, I just wish I'd asked more people. I just wish I'd done this earlier in my life. You know, I can't believe we're not doing this as a species. And you have to be on that side of it. You have to hold up the ruler. You have to check the science to see that that's an optical illusion that's holding me back from my potential.
This reminds me of the quote by William Arthur Ward, which goes something like this. Feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it. I guess the point Dan makes is along similar lines. Feeling something positive about somebody and not telling them is like having something gift-wrapped and not telling them. Of late, I'm trying to be spontaneous in letting people know if they've touched me in a positive way, in some way. There's another quote which I've heard. People forget what you did or what you said, but they will never forget how you make them feel. I guess the corollary to that is if somebody does something that makes you feel a certain way, especially if it's a positive emotion, it's possibly a crime if we don't let the other person know. Maybe you're sharing how the person made you feel might change the other person's life.